Welcome to Politically Enraged, the Lefties Refuge. Politically Enraged is a podcast purpose-built to discuss British and international disunity in political spaces, talk through ideas, introduce you to amazing people, and fight back against authoritarianism. My name is David Moo, I'm your host, and I hope you'll stick with us. Follow our Twitter at Political Rages, find us on Instagram and Ko-fi at Politically Enraged, and let's speak truth to power. Hello and welcome to Politically Enraged, a podcast designed to make you go, ah, if you're a lefty, and ah, if you're a right-winger. Today's episode kind of mirrors the blog post that I put up recently called The Mythology of Britishness, because I want to speak in particular terms about what the fuck is going on with nationalism, and not just in the UK. There's some strange things I want to delve into where America comes in, but I just want to try and have a discussion, I mean, with myself. It's ironic. I do a lot of things by myself. Don't make the joke. About what nationalism has caused and why it's this backwards paradigm. In case you're one of those people who isn't really that politically engaged and don't really know what nationalism is basically just formulating an identity around your nationality and kind of building outwards from there. Nationalism doesn't actually have to be a bad thing, but the way that nationalism is sold in the UK is really quite damaging, in my opinion. I mean, for us, I think it all started with Brexit, but one of the most interesting things to do is to look across the pond briefly at America. Now, when Joe Biden took presidency, there were people who were saying that they would rather be red than dead, which is them saying that they actually would prefer Russian rule and secession to Russia than being under Joe Biden. And I can't understand how these people can call themselves patriots, because if that's the way that America's going and it's democratically elected itself to go that way, then going against that is the opposite of what patriotism is. It's also the opposite of patriotism to form a coup and try and depose people via bloodshed. But these people are the ones that claim themselves patriots. And I've got to be honest, if that's what patriotism is, I don't want it. But patriotism and nationalism are like two fingers crossed on the same hand. They're basically the same thing. And what I've noticed for a long time is that the UK does things that America do, but improves on the formula. So if America has a disastrous attempt at something, then England in particular will do it better than America. Like iron out the flaws, if you will. And I think we had that with looking at, you know, elections and how they went from having kind of a centre-left guy as the president to this far-right lunatic who was just a mouthpiece for all of the wet dreams of the oligarchs of the world. And, you know, we've gone through quite a few prime ministers and ended up at this boiling point with this absolute walking custard fuck of a prime minister who everybody knows he's corrupt. When he was a journalist, he arranged to get someone doxed so they could get beaten up. He got asked by his boss, are you having an affair? And he said no, he was fired because he was lying. He stepped in as prime minister. He's had problems with finance, like for his flat. He's had problems, the problems coming out right now about finance from Russian people giving money to his campaign. He's been successfully accused of breaking the law by the Good Law Project. And just look at the way he's handled COVID. He threw British people on the fire by the handful to try and stem the flow of coronavirus and make sure the economy kept going. Absolute madness that this man is ever seen as a patriot. There's this weird idea that Britishness is some kind of like innate thing that you just have. But, I mean, is it down to the passport that you carry? Because if it is, then you can naturalise and become British. It's nothing to do with the passport. It's just a legal document. So is it about being born here? Because if it's about being born here, then Boris Johnson shouldn't be considered British because he was fucking born in New York. Is it about how much you contribute to Britain? Because if that's so, then all of these Russian oligarchs that are funneling money into the Conservative Party really are British. But then why are they so bent on looking after all of the wants and needs of Russia? Ultimately, we're in a really dark chapter right now where we're watching potentially another world war in its early stages, and we have a prime minister in place who's completely inept and who's flying in the face of what I believe Britishness is. And I think that's one of the scary things that's been really indicative throughout the pandemic, is that Britishness really does mean different things to different people, which is fine. But for some people, Britishness means standing up against tyrannical governments and doing the right thing, moving the agenda forward to improve people's lives, trying to figure out how to redistribute funds so that people have a better chance at a good life here. And for other people, it means freedom. But what does that even mean? If you look at the way people have behaved throughout the pandemic, it was all about, I don't want to wear masks. Well, sweetheart, nobody did. I don't enjoy wearing masks, except for the fact that I get to mime the words to Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande in public. But other than that, I don't enjoy wearing masks, and I don't think anybody did. Certainly didn't and don't enjoy getting vaccines. I mean, you wouldn't know it from looking at me, considering I've got 2 tattoos and wanting more, and I've got about 9 piercings. But I don't like needles. The thing is, patriotism at its core is sacrifice for your country and for your fellow countrymen. And these people have managed to co-opt the idea of patriotism away from what that is. Patriotism and nationalism are now so closely linked that they're almost indistinguishable. Because people will stand in front of a British flag and not do what that flag supposedly represents. It's all about standing up to the bullies and being British and proud and, you know, what's the phrase? Keeping calm and carrying on. Not one person's done that in this pandemic who claims to be British. And it's all become about me, 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 whereas someone that's truly patriotic does the things that they do for Queen and country. Well, Queen and country wanted you to stay the fuck at home, wear a mask, get vaccinated, social distance, and people didn't do it, but they still claim to be the patriotic ones. It's a whole mess. The thing is, just to go back to Boris Johnson, when I talk about a man who was born abroad being Prime Minister, I'm not necessarily saying that the man shouldn't be Prime Minister because of his birth. I really couldn't give a shit. If you're going to do the best for the country, then absolutely fine. But the man was born abroad, financed by Russian money, has done an absolutely terrible job, is a proven liar, and still he sits in the Prime Minister's chair. It's bizarre. The man's abdicated all responsibility for British safety by throwing off the coronavirus restrictions. It's like he is a Russian asset. He's doing everything that he can to make the country worse. But let's roll all of this back, because you know I'm going to talk about Brexit, don't you? It was there that these weird lines were drawn about what exactly being a good Brit was. If you were a good Brit, you would vote Leave so we could chart our own destiny. Well, here we are, 6 years later, and what have we got to show for it? A country that's been ravaged by a disease that would have been no better or worse if we were in or out of the EU. The EMA was a total lie. Johnson keeps saying that that would have made us roll the vaccine out slower. Not true. People keep saying we've got a really good G7 recovery, but they're not looking at the fact that we had the harshest dip. So, of course, we had a decent recovery because we had further to climb up from the bottom. But getting started when you're closer to minus is easier. And Johnson keeps talking about the most open economy. But when you've got an open economy that's built off of the backs of a bunch of dead people, it's hardly something to shout about. But so he does. Boris Johnson seems proud of the fact that, due to his machinations, a lot of British people are dead that didn't have to die, and he refuses to address that. So I guess I have to ask why this kind of toxic nationalism has been so popular, because anybody with any sense can see that Boris Johnson is not patriotic. The man sold us out over and over and over again, and the British people just seem to ignore it. It's very confusing to me. Boris Johnson's a horrendously unpopular Prime Minister and still, as I said, manages to keep that chair, the one with PM carved in the back. Meanwhile, Chris Bryant in Parliament today pulled out something that shows that Vladimir Putin's sitting in a chair with director written on the back, and it turns out that he's directing the fall of the UK. The installation of problematic foreign agents has meant that Boris Johnson never runs out of wine money, but that he's never doing the right thing for the nation, because everything that pays for him, every single cent in his little purse, comes from people that want to worsen our lives for their own goals. And I have to wonder why there's this weird sense of if you voted to remain, then you're not a patriot. Because to me, it seemed to make sense that we kept smooth trade going. Now, the other thing that always makes me laugh when it comes to patriotism, and it goes back to a point I mentioned earlier, is this idea that Britishness is like innate, like it's some inbuilt sense. Well, there's a lot of people who have moved here and naturalised who are British citizens. They have the paperwork, they've done the things that you have to do, so we've decided to be British. And that can be taken away from them in a snap because Priti Patel wants it to. And I don't understand how that can be the case. It's fine to cancel visas. We've been talking today, me and my friends, about cancelling visas for Russian school kids who are here right now because we need to make sure that sanctions hurt Russia. Actual sanctions, Mr. Johnson, you might want to look into that. But when it comes to naturalisation as a citizen, if you've done the work and you've done the things that you need to do to become a British citizen, then you should be de facto British no matter what. If you commit heinous crimes, then you should be tried as a British citizen. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in having bad or good people on our shores because that's just a fact of life. There are going to be some good and there are going to be some bad people. But if you want to try and make it so only the air quotes good people are British, then all it takes is for the wrong person to get the idea of what is British and to get that power seat, like Priti Patel's, and suddenly you're in trouble, aren't you? Ultimately, I don't really know what it means to me to be British, but what I know is I know what it's not. And it's certainly not this exclusory nature, the way that we've come about ostracising people from other countries and demonising them for coming here and working and talking about our own first. Because if we really cared about our own first in the UK, how come every time I walk into town, I have to walk past a literal shanty town of people who are homeless? What are the people that say our people first doing to help those people? Because it seems like a whole hell of nothing. And the weirdest part of it to me is the amount of people that will claim that we're the best country in the world, we've got no problems whatsoever, and their lives ain't great. It's like they think that that's all they're due, and this is what confuses me the most. There are a lot of British people who live objectively crappy lives because we're under a government that just underfunds everything, but they think that their lives are great because they're British. They don't seem to realise that their lives could be much better if we had a government that did genuinely care about us. Now, one of the most annoying things that on the regs happens to me is that I get told that if I don't like it here, then I should leave. And the problem that I've got with that mindset is that what it doesn't say to me, I'm happy with this country and you should leave. It means I'm happy with the corruption, and if you're not, then you should go. And again, I don't understand how that is not seen as completely at odds with patriotism. If you know that your Prime Minister was throwing back Moët Chandon with his friends when you were sat at home, not being able to go to your grandma's funeral, then I don't know what to tell you. You're not a patriot. Accepting the bullshit that your leaders come out with is not patriotism. Accepting things unquestionably is not patriotism. The essence and the root of patriotism is wanting your country to be and to do better. And if you don't want your country to be and to do better, then you are not a patriot. You are just someone that glibly lays down and lets things happen because you don't think it's going to affect you. I had a really interesting conversation with somebody today because he was saying that our government isn't fascist. And I agree, our government isn't fascist. But damned if they aren't trying their best to implement fascistic tropes in politics. And if we end up with a country with literal fascistic legislation in place, then I don't really know what to tell people. The warning signs have been there for a really long time. People like me have been speaking out since before I was doing it. You know, I'm fairly new to all of this. I'm still, like, kind of cutting my teeth at all of this, I guess. But there's people out there that have been giving the warning signs for a really long time. And you know what? Sometimes those people are kind of shitty people from the past. There's people that have done really bad things, but that have been completely accurate on the terrible things that this government are doing. And I don't like listening to them, but I'm kind of glad that at least they're speaking up. I think a lot of this plays into what I've been talking about recently, which is why lefties have to fight each other at every cost. But there's been some really troubling things that have come out to me from other lefties that have really shocked me, like people's viewpoints that I've really been surprised by. People saying that Vladimir Putin's responding to NATO expanding eastwards. Now, I don't know about that, but what I do know is Vladimir Putin's a class A tit. But this all kind of fits into this larger kind of overarching theme of people accepting glaring problems because someone else is waving a flag over them. When we had all of the stuff with racist people during football, Boris Johnson decided to get the biggest flag I've ever seen and stick it outside Downing Street. What did that mean? What did it do? What was it supposed to reaffirm or decry? What did it mean? Nothing. It was gesture politics. And that is, at its core, what nationalism is. It's this idea that all you need to be is British or whatever, and you are automatically better than someone else. That you don't need to do anything else, be anything else, achieve anything else. You are just the best person ever because you are a Brit. I don't see it that way. If you aren't doing something to make your country better, whether that's, I don't know, helping charities or, I don't know, starting an angry podcast or making links with people that believe in the same politics as you, trying to expose the bad things that are happening in modern political discourse, then what are you doing to improve the country? Are you working for it? Are you making the roads better? Improving the infrastructure? Are you revolutionising how its economy works? There's a billion different ways to positively contribute to Britain, but sitting around and waving a flag, not one of them, I'm afraid. So I guess my question to the people that are kind of like happy with what's going on at the moment, with having a lackluster government in who's worsened our lives in a million different ways with austerity and with crap coronavirus measures, with the worst Brexit deal ever, hell, with putting Brexit on the table to let the undecided and the unknowledgeable make a decision about our economy. What does it do for you? Do you like it? Do you support it? Do you think that this is the way that politics should be? I don't really know what to say to people that are nationalist, because it seems to me like I'm the enemy for trying to make England a better place, and I don't know how to handle that. I want people to be happy, healthy, safe, prosperous. If that's a bad thing, then I don't really understand why the world is the way it is. The facts are out there for people to see. If you look at this whole levelling up thing, I don't really understand how anyone can look at the lacklustre funds or look at HS2 being cancelled and think that Johnson's trying to make this country better, trying to make it easier, more something to be proud of, to be British. He's making our lives worse and making everything harder. If that's the kind of future you want to chart for yourself, then, I mean, you're entitled to do it. I guess I think that we deserve better in the UK than we're getting. And that's where I seem to come at odds with people. I think the British people deserve better than Boris Johnson, because he doesn't know what he's doing and he's an opportunist and he's just playing bad at his job. Plus, he looks like custard that someone left out overnight. I'm not saying that I want it to be, you know, Jeremy Corbyn. I'm not saying I want it to be Starmer, because I think about things in the longer term than just who's leader now. What I know is I want better for the UK, and that starts with funding things like the NHS, police reform to root out systemic misogyny, making teaching and learning accessible to people who have different learning needs than just sitting in a room and being talked to by someone with a book. It's funding our roads. It's making travel cheaper, easier to get to. Hell, nationalising it away from firms that are profiting because they're EU-based. It's following through on promises from the government. They said that they would look after farmers and fishers after Brexit, and they've been left high and dry. Did you know that the woman that was in charge of UK fisheries didn't even read the Brexit deal? She said she was too busy because it was Christmas. I expect better from our politicians, and I don't see why that is a bad thing. I think that the people of this country deserve more and deserve better. And I also think that we're not going to get that until we don't have someone that's tantamount to a Russian asset sat in the seat of the Prime Minister. The only thing that Boris Johnson has levelled up since he came to power is the speed at which the UK is falling into decline. Every time you hear about another broken Tory promise, even if you're a Conservative yourself, just remember, you deserve better than this. And so do I. And so does everybody else that we share this island with. Thanks for listening to Politically Enraged, a podcast designed to discuss politics palatably. If you're interested in following us on social media, you can find me at Davey Moo pretty much everywhere. And you can also find us on Instagram at Politically Enraged, where you can see the blog. You can find us on Ko-fi in case you'd like to caffeinate me. And you can find us on Twitter at Political Rages. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, stay politically engaged and get politically enraged. Because remember, we deserve better.